in this post-punk programme, let's start to get on to some of the bands that have sort of, you know, marked this post-punk period, but started in that period. Here's somebody I certainly didn't get onto at the start. You did. Joy Division, that are still, in a sense, a lasting force. The Joy Division and New Order, of course. And I see we had a session in January 1979. The kids got onto it quite quickly. I remember walking by a big place like the Lyceum and saying, who's on tonight? Crowds outside. Mm. And they said, Joy Division. I thought, Joy Division, I know you've gone on about it. What was it? Was it the sort of gloom that attracted you?
Well, they weren't, of course, initially all that gloomy. I mean, they're early things. There are some tracks on the Factory Sampler and so forth, and they had tracks on a 10-inch LP on Virgin, which also featured The Fall and John Cooper Clarke and Buzzcocks, was it? I can't remember who else was on it, but anyway. But they weren't particularly gloomy, but they weren't... They weren't by any means punky. I mean, they'd, you know, they'd moved away from that, the sort of thrashing.
Well, do you know what I mean by gloom? I mean, sort of, there is an aspect of teen life which is looking moodily into your bedroom mirror with one of those spots on and seeing yourself as gloomy, kind of, as a rebel without a cause, the James Dean thing. Isn't that almost something you've carried on into middle age in your own life? And I wonder if it touched a chord, as it did with the kids who went for Joy Division, touched a chord with you.
I suppose it might have done. I mean, it wasn't something that I was aware of particularly at the time. I do like those. I always think of them in a rather romantic way as being introspective and rather Russian, you know. Although, of course, I have no Russian ancestry at all that I'm aware of. But I quite like... I read somewhere that that kind of introspection was classed as Russian, so it always makes me feel at least slightly Central European if I get into one of these... what most people would describe as feeling sorry for myself. But
did you get onto Joy Division because you thought, hello, there's a bit of a buzz, or did you hear something and think, I don't know who this lot are, but this goes for me? What did your ears say to Joy Division?
Well, initially they just said, here's another, because the first of those sort of post-punk bands did seem to be coming out of Manchester, and so, which is something which, of course, I deeply resented, really, because although I was fiercely partisan in Liverpool's favour, really, almost before the football thing. I mean, this was when I was like 6, 7 years old, something like that. So I resented the fact that the best and the most interesting bands seem to be coming out of Manchester. I'm afraid this is something which is still true. But I can't remember, to be honest with you, what my... I didn't at the time think that Joy Division were a band that I was going to prefer above any others. Right? I mean, they were just one of a whole handful of bands whose work I was quite enjoying at that time.
24 Hours by Joy Division. They, strangely enough, they were not punky in the noise they made, as I remember it, but they became the sort of seminal band just after, the first real seminal post-punk band. You know, they influenced so many other people.
Well, that's true, and it's obviously the death of Ian Curtis sort of mythologised them to a degree, which I think the surviving members of the band must have found very, very difficult to cope with. And I'm always rather glad that they've sort of gone on and, you know, as New Order and have made something of that, because they could so easily, I think, have been sort of crushed by that whole attitude and approach. You know, it must be a very melancholy thing to have to live with. But I still, not so much from Britain now, but I still get demo tapes from America and from the greater Europe of bands which are quite clearly influenced by nothing as much as they're influenced by Joy Division. And you get a bit fed up with it, really.
Well, they were the sort of key influence, I suppose, at that time, stylistically, in what was happening. You'd rather play down Liverpool, unusually for you, there, and saying, oh, well, it's a pity it wasn't. But there's a lot going off in Liverpool, and we used a lot. I was looking back here, people like Big in Japan, fairly forgotten bands, but I looked down the session sheet, there was, I was going to say, Frankie Holly, from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, or would be in Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Budgie, Susie, you know, I mean, there were good names around that scene, and particularly, I noticed August 79, we started to play Echo and the Bunnymen.
Well, it was much more, it seemed to me, the Manchester thing seemed to be much more general, and it didn't seem to be quite so incestuous. Whereas the whole of all of those Liverpool bands seemed to spring from a sort of common source, really. I mean, there were only 8 or 10 people. And so you've got the Teardrop Explodes and Echo and the Bunnymen and subsequently all the various manifestations of Wah that appeared. And
they military, those
people. Yeah, but I mean, all excellent in their way. But at the same time, it's you still don't feel that... I mean, what they were doing is it didn't... The influences were easier to see, I think. You know, the kind of Doors, predominantly a kind of Doors influence, I suppose. Jim Morrison influence was the strongest thing there. Nothing wrong with that at all. But with the Manchester bands, you felt that... I mean, you couldn't say who The Fall had been listening to or who Joy Division had been listening to. Yeah. They just appeared to have arrived from nowhere. And that's something which is always... appeal to me more. I mean, I liked the Echo and the Bunnymen earlier. I liked the songs, you know. There were songs that I could remember and in some cases sing along with.
Do you want to pick one now? But please don't sing along with
me. No, okay, I promise not to do that. Well, I always liked Villiers Terrace.